your show. We're launching into hour number three of the program, and you, as always, can take control of the airwaves if you choose by dialing in 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
that's 1-800-259-9231. On the way, we will tell you the story from John Stossel at ABC News reporting on fast food restaurants in Los Angeles. Apparently, there might very well be a ban on fast food restaurants. We'll talk about why and what's going on and how awful that concept is here in a bit. But we're going to the phones first. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Let's first talk to Joe in West Virginia. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
I don't really know where to start. I'm 81 years old. I'm a Texan. I'm living in West Virginia. But I've had my land taken from me in Texas many years ago without due process. And no payment or anything by the government. Oh, yes, sir.
Were they using eminent domain?
No, sir. They didn't do anything. And I never could get the federal boys in court. They have all the lawyers that they want, and we have to pay for ours.
Yep, exactly right.
What is really very sad about all this, my husband is he's 86 years old. He has Alzheimer's. He's in a rest home here in West Virginia, and he's a retired Navy man.
Mm-hmm.
So he fought 20 years very valiantly for this country. And I've had my grandchildren taken from me here in West Virginia many years ago from a very liberal judge, and they were sent three or four states removed from here where he had no jurisdiction because he didn't want his my son, who had two children, to marry some young woman like his daughter had done.
Must be very frustrating for your husband to have what he believed was fighting for freedom, and then to discover that these awful things can happen right here in the so-called land of the free.
Yes, sir. And we were put in jail in Texas for 15 days. We were really put in for 30 for not standing for a judge when he walked in the courtroom.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir, I'm not. And that was on religious. We had religious.
I have
calls,
not stood
not
for a judge
saying.
In a courtroom before. I guess it's because I was in New Hampshire. No, that was down in Connecticut, actually. But then again, we had 11 people not standing for the judge. So I guess it would have been a little more difficult for them to put 11 people in jail than just two. Was it just you and your husband that didn't stand?
No, there were seven of us. They called us the sitting seven.
Mm-hmm.
One was a young boy that he didn't have to go because he was underage. And that was for not, my ex, son-in-law would not, pay tribute, which is what, driver's licenses and tags for your car is.
Mm-hmm.
You pay tribute to drive down your street. It's what it amounts to.
So there were seven people, and was this the family court trial, or what trial were you at that time?
Well, my son-in-law wouldn't get a driver's license, nor would he get tags for his car.
Okay.
And then we were, my grandchildren were taken from me here in West Virginia, as I said, for not,
Before you go on, I mean, this is all just amazing stuff, and it's not that you're not the only person these terrible things have happened to, but I really want to know about the sitting thing, because I find that absolutely fascinating. You know, the idea that judges feel like they're better than everybody else, and they demand that everybody show respect for them by standing when they come into the courtroom. If I don't have any respect for somebody, I don't like to do it because I've been ordered to. That's not really showing respect. You're just doing it because you've been ordered to. And I love the idea of not standing for judges. Bad judges should not be stood up for. They don't deserve any respect.
Would you like for me to send you the articles? This was when I was 64 years old. I'm 81 now. I was 64 at that time.
Oh, no, I'll take your word for it. Did they actually send you to jail right then, when you did not stand?
No. He sent us to jail the next day.
How did that happen, exactly?
Well, okay, my son-in-law was going to court, and we decided to go with him, just, you know, to show support
fidelity.
For him.
Sure.
And I don't know why I didn't stand, but the bailiff came in and said, everybody stand here, the judge is coming in, and I thought to myself, stand? They're telling me I have to stand? I don't think so.
Right.
And so I looked down the...
You're not a slave, are you?
no, sir.
Exactly.
You know, and a Christian, it's really very similar. I mean, you know, why not bow down in front of the judge?
Oh, but I tell you what, the Dallas Morning News put an article in the Dallas Morning News about just that thing. And it's extremely interesting. But anyway, I looked down the seat, you know, the pew or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Things and six more people, including my husband, had not stood.
Hmm.
I thought, well, and the bailiff, the judge didn't notice that we hadn't stood, but the bailiff brought it to his attention, and so he wouldn't go on with the court hearing. He said we would come back the next day, and we would stand. Well, that night we got together and said, come on now. We're being ordered to do something that's totally, it's not a law in Texas or anywhere else that I
know. Who cares if it's a law? Who cares if it's a law? I mean, they can write whatever the hell they want down on their pieces of paper, but it should not make make it so I have to obey the orders of just another man who happens to be wearing a robe.
That, well, yeah. And so we went back the next day, and I knew we were in for it. We all knew we were in for it, but we said, now, come on, are we going to stand up for what we really believe, or, I mean, sit down.
Sit down for what you believe, yes.
Or what? So we had the meeting that night, and they decided, no, we're going back to court, and we're not going to stand. So you'd have thought we were desperados. I'm telling you, that courtroom was absolutely packed with every law enforcement agency in the United States.
Hmm.
There were federal boys there. There were county and state. And you can't believe it. And they had each had six shooters on each hip.
Right.
And they wouldn't. They took all of our medicines from us. We knew that we were. But we really thought that they might hold us for a couple of hours or something. But he sentenced us for contempt of court, and admitted it was not a law. And they put us in jail. Didn't give
so
me any of my medicine. They
wait a minute. He just sentenced you right there. You came into court, you didn't stand up, and he sentenced you instantaneously to 15 days of jail. No trial,
No, 30. No,
30,
he sentenced
30.
Us to 30.
Sorry about that, 30
and,
days.
And,
there was
and
no
we,
trial. It was just him just delivering that edict.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I want to tell you something else. We were very quiet. We didn't make any commotion, whatever. In fact, commotion was made more by the television people and the law enforcement, so-called. Believe you me, they enforced wasn't a law.
Let me see if I can recap this for anybody just tuning in. We're talking with Joe in West Virginia. You're 81 years old right now. This happened to you when you were 64?
And extremely ill, yes, sir.
You were a judge. Sentenced a 64-year-old woman without a trial to 30 days in jail for having the courage to not stand up when His Highness walked into the courtroom. That's what we're dealing with in this country right now. You know what, Joe? You are a spunky old lady, and I really, really enjoyed your phone call. Did you have anything
else? Well, I want to tell you one other thing.
Yeah.
I have been to political meetings with, in the presence of Ron Paul numerous times in Texas when he was running on Independent Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, he has never changed. Are you hearing me? Never. He is the same today as he was back then.
I believe you.
Only things have gotten so much worse. They have just, I hate to tell you this, honey, but we're gone. And I mean, we've been gone many years, but we are gone.
You meaning the freedom in America?
Sir?
When you say we, do you mean the freedom in America?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're not free in the least. And I want to tell the West Virginia people something before I get off the air.
Sure.
There is a man running for governor of this state. His name is Butch Paul. He's a preacher, and he's out of Nettie, West Virginia. And he vows that he will protect the borders of West Virginia if anybody tries to come in this state, with guns and so forth.
Well,
and that's not all.
Good
that's
luck for that.
All.
I don't think that you can trust the government to do anything right. But hey, you know what, Joe? Great call, and thank you for making it. We really appreciate your story and hope to hear from you again. What a spunky old lady, Mark. You got to love that.
It was certainly an interesting story, and, she likes my president for candidate, so.
1-800-259-9231. I don't know anything about that governor candidate. He sounds a little questionable, but otherwise, you can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET activatedwater.com or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. SACL, CAI, toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
As we go to the phones and are right to the fun, let's talk to Dave in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. Good, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a couple things, actually three, real fast. One, the Pentagon Memorial I just heard spoken about on USA Radio today during the break.
I didn't hear it, but okay.
Apparently, it's going to be nothing but high-level Pentagon officials and, I expect, selected family members. Wouldn't it be wonderful if one of those family members just decided to say, you know what, Rumsfeld and Myers and the rest of you Joint Chiefs of Staff, what are you even doing here? Yeah. You know, this
Wait,
is obviously
I don't understand.
Just a way of trying
I
to
wasn't...
control the argument out in front of the Pentagon, like they would like to control the argument in New York City, and
now,
they're failing.
Slow down a second, Dave. I didn't listen to the news break, so I don't know what you're referring to.
Well,
are they going to have a monument to bureaucrats? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of like that. Well, you know, the heads of the Pentagon, and I expect selected families of the 9/11 victims are going to be at the Pentagon for a special private, totally private memorial. Tomorrow.
Oh, I see. I see.
What a convenient way to control the crowd, eh?
Interesting.
Anyway, so I got something to say briefly. Oh, and also, I want to salute Jo for her service to the country and for her friend's service to the country. Way to go, ma'am. Way to go.
What you, when you're saying service to the country, you mean by not standing for the judge?
Yes, by standing on her principles, like we all should be doing.
Or sitting on them, as she put it. So point number three.
Yeah, right, sitting. Okay, so yesterday at 1:30 on the northwest coast, I got on KMUD radio. My name is Dave Short, and he was going to interview another guest who didn't show up. So I took over on the 9/11 truth aspect of it, which is what he wanted. And I've got it here. It's queued up, ready to go.
I don't know. Wait, you're not going to play audio,
there's
are
no
you?
Swearing. There's no swearing. All strictly.
Yeah, but Dave, I think you got
and
the. I mean, have you listened to Free Talk Live before?
And I've spoken to Alex Jones many times.
That's good. Good for you. Now, have you listened to Free Talk Live before?
Yes, sir.
So
you can talk about anything you want, correct?
You can talk about anything you want. But you can't get on the air and play audio clips, Dave. And
okay, fine.
Yeah.
Well, I can do it live. How about if I just do it right now?
You can, but we'll have to go to the next call. Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can listen to your own audio on your own time.
No, I think that he was going to do something live. He was going to say something. Maybe he had poetry or something.
Well, he said he was going to play something live, so whatever. Anyway, I don't really... You know, we rehashed this 9/11 thing to death on Friday night. So if you want to listen to what Free Talk Live thinks about the whole conspiracy theory deal, then go listen to Friday's show online at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we'll go to a different Dave. This Dave is in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Truthers.
Yeah.
I'm glad they don't trust the government, but they don't get much done, do they?
Well, I don't know if they don't trust the government, Dave, because remember, the truthers, they want the government to bring the government up on charges. So they think the government can do certain things for them.
They don't all think that. They just don't. They don't know. I mean, they know that they believe that something's gone wrong with 9/11 and the Twin Towers, and it's some kind of government conspiracy. There's an inside job, but how we're going to fix it is really amorphous. And,
yeah, and they can't even put their finger on it. You asked one of them on Friday if he had a plan. Like, what say all 300 million Americans actually get to see the new 9/11 truth movie, whatever it is, and then their minds are open to this whole 9/11 truth thing. That's what the truthers want, is to, you know, open people's minds allegedly to this. Then what's the end game? What's going to happen? And the dude had no idea. He didn't know. He just said, well, something will happen. No, sorry, it won't. I mean, even if you do get the president brought up on charges, then that just clears room for another corrupt person to be put in his place. And the truthers will tell you that they're all controlled, right? They'll tell you that they control the elections. And
right.
That they control
the Illuminati and the Skull and Bones Society gets all these people in charge.
So what's the point? Anyway, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to talk about some civil disobedience that's going to be going on in Keene, New Hampshire on September 17th and 18th.
Lovely Keene, our hometown.
Correct. Canning, wife of Russell Canning, went into an IRS office and got arrested basically for just refusing to leave. She just sat there.
I was there. I was there when it happened.
Yes, and she did it, you know, essentially an imitation of her husband who was arrested for it a year ago, and an imitation of me who was arrested for handing out flyers, basically arrested for handing out flyers in an IRS office later. She and then one other person, so I guess there's four of us now that have gone in and done this.
I don't think they figured it out yet, Dave. I mean, if they would just stop arresting us, then they'd get less, you know, there'd be less publicity and less people probably going to get arrested. I think that they don't understand that what we're looking for is them to take action like that, and they're sort of giving us exactly what we want.
Yeah, so she you know, went and got arrested, you know, inside the IRS office, and then now she's refusing to go to court.
Right.
On her September 17th court date. So the expectation is at some point they'll come to her house or try to arrest her or whatnot.
Well, like you, they gave her a $120, $125 fine. Actually, no, I saw the ticket. It was a $100 ticket with a $25 processing fee on it. So you actually showed up in court and tried to make an argument to the judge, which she didn't really want to listen to that closely. And then they ended up putting you in jail for 4 or 5 days for also not wanting to pay a similar fine. She does not want to pay the fine, and she doesn't want to go to court.
Correct. So at some point they're going to do something. Now, I don't know if they're going to actually arrest her right in front of us while she's there protesting, but she just announced she was going to be protesting at the IRS office the day after she's supposed to be in court, after refusing to go to court. So she's just not going to go there. They're going to have to drag her there.
Gotcha. And I plan on being out at this one. I know you're going to be there as well with the video camera, and I'll be there with my camera, and I think we're going to have another guy with a video camera. So I think we're actually going to set a record for the most video cameras at a New Hampshire activism event, which I'm excited about.
If folks want to do anything about this, I'd say just head to nhfree.com and their forums and just kind of catch up on what the nhfree.com forums have to say about this. And there'll be some action items there and stuff that you can do to make Kat's sacrifice more worthwhile.
She is an amazingly brave, courageous lady, and I'm proud to stand by and be there to observe everything and videotape and document and talk about it on the show. Dave, thanks for bringing that forward, and I know we'll talk more after the event, which is next week. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 to Tom, also in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a point about the Battle of Trenton.
The capital of New Jersey, Trenton?
Yeah.
Okay.
During the Civil War?
No, it sounds like the Revolutionary War.
During the Revolutionary War, on the night of 25 December 1776, Washington knew that the Hessians in Trenton would be like drunk as a skunk celebrating Christmas.
Okay.
It was such a stormy night and everything that they were not expecting to be attacked by Washington.
I want you to finish the story here in moments. Hang on, Tom, in New Hampshire. And you know what? From time to time when Tom calls in, other people want to ask him questions. So if you've ever wanted to talk to Tom in New Hampshire, you better get on your phones right quick. 800.
Tom's quick on his feet.
259-9231. This is your show. And, of course, you can bring up anything. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. We'll find out more about the Battle of Trenton in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Say call CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site, we give them away. You can sign up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. Let's go back to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're beginning to tell us a story about the Battle of Trenton. You were saying that it was Revolutionary War times, and it was George Washington, apparently, right?
Yeah.
That had decided to attack the German Hessians and go after them when they were drunk because it was, what was it, Christmas?
Yeah, it was the night of December 25th, 1776. The actual crossing on a stormy night is depicted on the back of the quarter, the quarter that features New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Washington crossing, even though you can't really tell whether he's in, still in Pennsylvania or whether he's already in the New Jersey half of the river.
Okay, but, I don't think it's really that relevant. But so what about the story? What happened?
Well, the Hessians were, like, some of them were passed out drunk. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were real hungover, and they totally were not expecting an attack. And so they got clobbered. And the trick there was to clobber them when they weren't ready and when they were not expecting it. See?
Sure.
That was really smart.
Good
tactics. This country needs smart people like that, you know?
I would concur.
Smart people.
I'm with you, Tom. Thank you for the story. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. He should turn that into... I could have sworn he was going to turn that into some sort of cop-killing advocacy
thing. Well, we probably didn't give him quite long enough.
We didn't give enough time. He paused too long and gave me the opportunity to go to the phones and to Joe in New York. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Joe in New York, going once. Joe in New York, going twice.
Mark, hi. Ian.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
What's
hey,
on your
guys,
mind?
How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I wanted to touch on the opening topic from Saturday's show, the Apple monopoly.
Yeah, some absurd group of lawyers is claiming that Apple has a monopoly because the iPod won't play the Microsoft WMA music format, which is just an incredibly laughable assertion.
Yeah, right. And like you said, it goes back to, you know, Sony with the VHS versus Betamax. And even right now, you could compare Blu-ray to HD DVD. Mm-hmm. There's going to be format wars in any type of digital media, and to accuse one company of saying they have a monopoly just because their format's more popular to another is ridiculous.
Yep.
I'm going to say I love iPod, I love iTunes. If it weren't for them, I would have never found your show.
Mm.
But I also want to, just to throw it back in their faces, is that if it were true that Apple had a monopoly over digital distribution of music...
Right.
Whereas, you know, if their AAC files are not compatible with any other MP3 player and vice versa. Just recently, Universal and NBC have both pulled their content from the iTunes store because they feel that it's not doing it for pricing. The marketing just isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And if Apple truly had a monopoly, then they wouldn't have content distributors pulling out. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that anyone could really claim that Apple has
it's
monopoly.
It's just a bunch of lawyers who want to cash in on Apple's good fortune, and, of course, Microsoft's probably funding them from the back.
I don't think that's the case. Yeah, I don't think that's the case here. I mean, the Microsoft...
Yeah, either way, in order to qualify as monopoly, either, as you said, the government would have to, you know, sanction exclusivity for that company in a given market, or a company would have to use their influence in one market to gain an advantage in another. Case in point, a couple years ago, an antitrust suit was brought against Microsoft because they were bundling Internet Explorer with the Windows operating system, and the argument was that Microsoft already had a huge advantage in the operating system market, and by bundling Internet Explorer with there, they were shutting out any other Internet browser.
Yeah, another absurd argument. Except the court actually ruled against Microsoft in that case, which was sad because once again, that's just competition. That's just Microsoft using their existing business structure to promote one of their products. And the whiners that were out there that were suing Microsoft. I think Sun and IBM were involved in that lawsuit. You know, then they ended up after it was. I think it was that lawsuit that actually encouraged Microsoft to create its own lobbying division. Before that, they didn't have a lobbying division, and now they do. And so now Microsoft is far more heavily involved in politics than they ever were in the past because those idiots brought that lawsuit against them. And so no, they weren't being a monopoly in that particular case either.
I'm not saying if they were or weren't, but I will definitely agree with you guys that Apple is definitely not being a monopoly in this
right.
case.
You've got to have 100% market share, and it has to be coercively held in order for it to be a monopoly. Anything else is simply the market at work. Joe, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you, guys.
800-259-9231. Even if you're, I mean, competition, while it's tough, and it can be, you know, rough stuff if you're one of the competitors, if you're competing with someone, then there's no way there's a monopoly. As any time there's competition out there, you can't possibly make the claim that the competitor is a monopoly or is Apple acting monopolistic. Everybody wants to get as much market share as they possibly can get. That doesn't make them monopolistic. That makes them competitive. What's wrong with that?
You know, there's all kinds of... If you just look at the department stores, how many of them have gone out of business in our lifetime? Do you remember Zayre?
Yeah, Zayre's, yeah.
Was it Zayre's?
Zayre's, an S at the end of it.
Wasn't there a Woolworths?
Woolworths was huge. That was they were the dominator of.
Wasn't there a Woolco too?
Perhaps I'm not sure about that.
I mean, there's all kinds of stores.
What about Moss Brothers?
I think you'll probably Moss Brothers is gone, as is Belk Lindsay.
These might all be Southern stores too. I mean, who knows what happens over on the West Coast?
I don't know
from our being raised in Florida.
You know, some stores can handle competition. Some businesses can handle competition. Some of them can't. You know, they do good for a little while, then they go away. you know, that's just the way things go.
Yeah, and I'm not going to shed any tears over not being able to shop at Zehrs anymore. I don't remember what it was like. It's just another department store.
Yeah.
So
not a big deal.
You either roll with the changes, you adjust your business according to what consumers want, or you go out of business. And that's okay. It's okay for businesses to go out of business, because the reason they're going out of business is because consumers weren't shopping there. Or they were shopping there and they weren't being satisfied. Or whatever. So it's a good thing. We want businesses to go under so they can be replaced by new businesses being run by people with new ideas entering in the marketplace.
The marketplace is just causes businesses to evolve.
The only time that you'll ever have a monopoly is when the government has approved it. The only time when you're ever going to have a department store, one choice of department stores, let's say Walmart is the only department store option in America. The only way that could ever happen is with the full blessings of the state, with the government backing up Walmart's monopoly with guns. Whereas if you and I, Mark, decided we were going to get some investors and go and get a storefront and start selling our own clothing and home center items and that sort of thing in a department store fashion, then the government goons showed up with guns to stop us, that would be a monopoly.
Right.
Because in the free market, in the marketplace, even in a semi-free marketplace that we lived in, we still have the ability to start up our own departments.
Right. If you want to know what a monopoly looks like, because a lot of people don't know what a monopoly looks like. They think Walmart's a monopoly. They think that Microsoft's a monopoly.
Right.
They think that Standard Oil was a monopoly.
Yeah.
No, none of those were monopolies. It's a misuse of the term propagated by our government school system out there, you know, that misinforms people. A monopoly looks like your cable company, your electric company, your water company, your garbage collection company.
Mm-hmm.
Not in every community, you know, in every state or anything like that.
Right.
But one of those four things likely is a government-instituted monopoly.
It could very well be a private company that's providing the service, but if you have nowhere else you can go to, and if you can't start your own competition to that private company, then you have a monopoly. The power company, I think, is probably the most static example. Nationwide, there are very, very few places that actually have a choice for another alternative power company. I think it does. It is the case in a few places in America. I don't know where they are. I'd love to learn more about what that's like to live in a place like that. I think that'd be pretty cool, actually. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. Todd in Michigan wants to tell us about Ron Paul's performance tonight on the Bill O'Reilly Show. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site are for free. Now, if you like our show, you like the website, you want to help support us, then you should go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of virtually anything you purchase, whether it be one of their new items from their 41 categories, huge selection of products, or one of their used items. We'll get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. You've got to do the shopping anyway. You might as well send a cut to Free Talk Live, because the prices aren't any lower if you enter the Amazon site through the normal means. So go through amazon.freetalklive.com. Same great deals, except we get a cut. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind, Todd?
Well, I saw Ron Paul on the O'Reilly Factor tonight on Fox News.
How'd it go?
I wanted to see that, but obviously...
You know something? I sent copies of the videos to you guys so that you guys can watch that. But anyway, getting right into it, Ron Paul did a great job on his thoughts on the violence and insurgency going on in Iraq. And, of course, you know, O'Reilly was trying to downplay the whole New York Times photo about, you know, General Petraeus or General Betrayus, which was the caption on the photo in the New York Times. But
Okay. Basically
what he was trying to do was he was trying to take issue with Ron on, well, Iran won't attack us, and O'Reilly was trying to make it sound like, well, yes, they're going to attack us. They're going to do. They're going to have these weapons programs and all that crap. And I'm listening to the whole thing.
The fear mongering. How long?
Yeah,
was
the
fear mongering.
And he was trying to make it out to be something that it wasn't. And Ron did the best he possibly could to actually debunk him, and I thought Ron did a great job. But O'Reilly, I mean, he is just one of these fear-mongering neocons, and he was trying to make Ron look like an idiot on the airwaves, which I think backfired him. And, of course, he concluded the entire interview saying, well, thank you again, Congressman. It was such a lively debate. And I'm thinking to myself, it wasn't a debate. It was nothing even close to being a debate. It was nothing more than just trying to trade it barbs with Ron on a very important issue that O'Reilly didn't even want to talk about.
How long did they have him on for? 5 minutes?
It was something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did he even let Ron get a word in edgewise? Because Ron is such a such a nice old gentleman. When he's when he's confronted with a rude talk show host like a Sean Hannity or a Bill O'Reilly, and they're trying to talk all over him, he'll usually just let them.
O'Reilly kept interrupting him constantly. I mean, Ron, he goes, well, I voted, you know, for us getting into Afghanistan to find Al Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. And of course, O'Reilly was trying to spin that, saying, "Well, wait a minute. So, you know, we were trying. That's not what we were trying to do in Iraq. We couldn't get in there." And he tried to put his reasons in there. And I thought to myself, "This guy is such a spinmeister."
Now, Todd, we had somebody on earlier tonight who said that the first time that he'd ever heard about Ron Paul was the first Republican debate.
Right.
That went on, and then the subsequent interviewing of Ron Paul by Sean Hannity that evening.
Right.
And the way that Sean Hannity, and he said he was a Fox News guy, and
right.
you know, he listened to Sean Hannity and on that whole thing, and he said the way that Sean Hannity handled Dr. Paul really rankled him enough that he would go on the internet and start looking up this guy, and he became a Ron Paul fanatic based on that interview. So I think there's a lot of people out there that are going to be like, why does Bill O'Reilly keep talking over this guy?
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think this that if they keep treating him with such disrespect, it's going to maybe shove some of their existing listeners or viewers into to learning more about Ron Paul, because they probably,
yeah.
you know, the O'Reilly watchers and the Hannity viewers probably love O'Reilly and Hannity, and then when they see them
yep.
treating somebody in this way that otherwise is making sense to them, that might just be enough to wake them out of their slumber and have them go investigate Liberty, which thanks for bringing that up, and I'm sure
no
our
problem.
Listeners will be able to grab the video off the Ron Paul websites tomorrow. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. You can usually get this stuff from either ronpaulhq.org. ronpaulhq.com, I believe. And then there's also the Daily Paul, which is dailypaul.com. I think those are two of the more up-to-date websites. If you actually just rely on the Ron Paul website, they only update that like once every couple of days or something. So, anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, did you want to know where there was a place where there was possibly two electric companies to choose from?
I would love to know that.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Really?
How's it work?
Cleveland, Ohio has Cleveland Public Power. It's a government-run, city-run power company.
Okay.
And then there's CEI, which is a private company that does all of northeastern Ohio and then some. Well, Cleveland Public Power, which is government-run, is actually cheaper.
Now, why is
that? By 20%.
Why is that?
I really couldn't tell you.
Subsidized?
Well, I've been with Cleveland Public Power for 20-some years.
But, you know, generally a private company, when put up against a government organization, when all things being equal, the private company is going to smoke the government organization every time, because the government organization doesn't have the same motivations that the private company does.
What the city says is they're able to buy electricity in large quantities, so they're able to get it cheaper, so they can sell it to the city of Cleveland residents cheaper than CEI can.
How could the company that's the largest, you said it was northeastern Ohio and some, how could they not buy it in the same quantities that Cleveland?
If Cleveland Public Power was in all of northeastern Ohio, then they would be able to supply electricity to, say, 3.5 million people. But since they're only in the city of Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
they only supply it to a possible 400,000 people.
Is there any chance that Cleveland, the Cleveland Public, owns the power lines in Cleveland, and therefore the power company, CSI or what CIE or whatever it was, has to rent the lines from them in order to get power to people?
No, CEI is in your backyard, and Cleveland Public Powers, which is the city power lines, are in the front yard.
Oh, so they actually have
two sets of lines.
They have their own
lines.
Yes.
Wow,
that's amazing. Now, why would anybody choose the CEI over the public power if there's such a price disparity?
Well, they use the excuse that the Cleveland-run power company, Cleveland Public Power, their electricity goes out more often than CEI, so they don't want their electricity to go off 5 times a year compared to CEI only going out 1 or 2 times a year.
So the private power company is more reliable,
yes.
and presumably if power does go down, they're probably far more Johnny on the spot to actually bring the power back online.
Yeah, but I 25 years, I don't really worry too much about that.
Well, for somebody like me who, I mean, I've got things running 24 hours a day, power is pretty important for me. But also, I think that there's some probably some unspoken things going on behind the scenes. Even though there are two separate lines that are being run, it's probably the case that the government power company is exempt from certain regulations, I would imagine. I mean, they could probably pass all kinds of regulations on the private company that they have to, you know, hoops they have to jump through, whereas the government doesn't have to do that sort of thing. And it's also probably the case that the, you know, the government's probably also get some other perks from being the government, like the post office. They don't have to pay rent.
Better
the
bond and credit
ratings. Yeah, exactly. They don't have to pay rent.
Yeah. So there's different factors in play there, but that's fascinating. So is that are CEI's lines throughout the entire city of Cleveland?
Yeah, they're out there through their entire city, and then they're all in northeastern Ohio, where Cleveland Public Power is just mainly in the city of Cleveland itself.
Okay.
Very interesting. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
I'm going to look into that some more. Thank you for the call, Eddie. 800-259-9231. So it can be done. It can be done. There can be more than one power company. Oh, my gosh, Mark, what a paradigm shift for us. We've now experienced that there can be more than one trash company. When we moved up here to Keene, we discovered that it is possible to have private trash pickup. Now we've discovered that in Cleveland, you can actually have two different power companies. In some areas, you can actually have two different cable companies.
Well, in Texas, I know that you can choose between 20 different power companies, but they all come down the same lines, which essentially is one company owns the lines, and then you know, it's 20 companies that can bill you for the power. So that's not quite the same as Cleveland, and I think that's a very interesting system.
Also, there must be some other reasons why people are choosing the private company in Cleveland, because if it were just that their power only goes out a couple few more times a year on the government system, that wouldn't really be enough to motivate most people. So there's got to be something about it.
If it went out for a period of time, it really would be an issue.
Still, though, there's got to be something about the private company that puts it, that makes it worth paying 20% more for. What is it about then? Is it the customer service? What is it about that company? Because they're there, and they've spent the money to put all those lines up, so they must have at least a decent number of customers running on their system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they choose the private option? That's what I want to know. So if you live in Cleveland, shoot us an email or give us a call tomorrow. We have to get to this fast food thing. I know we promised it for tonight. We'll mark it and do it tomorrow night because it is unbelievable. Los Angeles looking at banning fast food restaurants. We'll tell you more about that. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.